Hello one and all, big hello from Dialab again. Welcome to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 1, Episode 4, 18-12-21. Well, this time we're going to bring you a story on honeybee propolis. Do you know honeybee propolis? Yes, it is sticky substance that honeybees make by mixing their saliva with botanical sources they live on. Propolis extract is sold as a common health supplement and is also known to have some anti-cancer activity. Well, this is usually assigned to a bioactive called CAPE, C-A-P-E, for caffeic acid phenethyl ester. Dialab Sukuba team has looked at the molecular mechanisms of anti-cancer activity of CAPE by a variety of approaches. They did cDNA array on cancer cells treated with CAPE, looked at specific proteins that are important for cell proliferation, looked at protein-protein interaction by computer simulations and wet lab experiments. All these together led them to reach a conclusion that CAPE activates DNA damage signaling and put cancer cells to rest forever. Very nice. They show that CAPE activates tumor suppressor protein in cancer cells and make them stop dividing, not only stop them growing, but also slowed their migration. Oh, they are here showing that the proteins essential for cells to migrate from one site to the other in the body are not enough in CAPE-treated cells. Good news. The team generated a complex of CAPE with gamma-cyclodextrin, which is a kind of good sugar that can encapsulate the active ingredients and protect them from the attack of other molecules. Well, imagine some bad killers or degrading enzymes in your gut. The team found that the activity of CAPE was increased when it is complex with gamma CD, so it is recommended as a better choice. Well, not only that, they created a powder from propolis that is stable, has no smell, and easy to consume for health and therapeutic benefits. Very nice. The study appeared in international journal called Integrative Cancer Therapeutics, Volume 17, 2018. Please take a look at their earlier study you might be interested in that appeared in Journal of Cancer, Volume 7, 2016. Stay connected for more. Bye for now. Bye-bye.